confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. It's going to be this Saturday at Wake Up Call Live. It's the game. Are you smarter than Katie? Yes, live on stage. You'll be able to see the beads of sweat on Katie's forehead as she concentrates on solving hard math problems and answering pop culture questions live on stage. A few tickets still available. Start at $20. Text live to 909-1065. All right, let's talk to Brianna. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Good morning. I understand you're very giggly.
Yeah, yes.
We love that. Listen, we love an easy audience. All right, Katie's leaving the studio. $440 is the jackpot for today. I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture, and away we go. Question one. President Trump proclaimed yesterday that there was already a ceasefire in the Iran war we're now engaged in, but Iran and Israel didn't get that message, as Iran said there was no ceasefire and bombs were lobbed at each other last night anyway. Is ceasefire one word or two words?
One.
Question two, Brad Pitt was on Dax Shepard's podcast talking about both their experiences with AA and saying goodbye to alcohol. Dax shared a story also about how he almost beat up actor Eric Dane in an AA meeting for being rude to another member. What does AA stand for?
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Question three, Cardi B has a new song out and announced her new album, Am I the Drama, will be out on September 16th. It has been 7 years, Kevin, since her last album came out.
Wow.
And believe it or not, that was her only other album.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
What was the name of it?
Invasion of Privacy.
Period.
Question four, Sabrina Carpenter won a bunch of awards at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, and she had a message for all the parents who say that her songs are not appropriate for kids. She said she'll do better. She said she plans on recording clean versions of her songs so kids can enjoy them more. Spell the word Nickelodeon.
Oh, God. N-I-C-K-N-I-C-K-L-O-D-E-N.
Question five. Barbara Streisand is one of the stars of the Meet the Parents franchise, and she is not returning for the upcoming fourth film because she was so underpaid compared to her male co-stars in the last one. Oof. If Babs was paid $2 million, but Robert De Niro was paid $10 million, what percent of De Niro's salary did she make?
I don't know, 20%.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Brianna, what do you do for a living?
I work for the county.
You work for the county? Which county?
Sacramento County.
Sacramento County doing what?
I work in law enforcement.
Law enforcement?
And you're so giggly.
Sweet. Are you a cop?
Yeah.
You, what a very interesting way to say I'm a cop.
She didn't want to say it. Listen, I'm not saying that I want you to giggle less, but I mean, a giggly cop, I kind of love.
Of course.
I love it so much.
Not when they're giving me a ticket, though. Don't giggle when you give me a ticket.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right. Well, Police Officer Brianna, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. President Trump proclaimed yesterday that there was a ceasefire in the Iran war already. But then the other two countries, Iran and Israel, disagreed. And they said that there was no ceasefire and they bombed each other anyway last night. Is ceasefire one word or two words?
One word.
It is one word.
Seems like an advantage that she's in law enforcement and got the word ceasefire.
I don't think police use the word ceasefire too often.
In Dungeons and Dragons.
He does use it in Dungeons and Dragons. Question two. Brad Pitt was on Dax Shepard's podcast talking about their experiences with AA.
Huh.
And Dak shared a story about how he almost beat up actor Eric Dane in an AA meeting.
Wait, is that McSteamy?
I guess I think so.
My McSteamy?
Well, you saw him once at Disneyland.
And you thought he was staring at you?
You're right. Yeah.
I know he was staring at me. He was giving me eyes.
Well, you were in front of him in line, so I think we're all we.
I know when somebody's giving me eyes.
Okay. But yeah, Eric Dane was being rude to another member, and Dak Shepherd said, let's step outside.
Wow.
What does AA stand for?
Alcoholics Anonymous.
That is correct. Not too many anonymouses in that story that Dax Shepard said.
Yeah, I don't think Dax Shepard is allowed to say that.
He said it, though. Question three. Cardi B has a new song out and announced that her new album, Am I the Drama, is going to be out on September 16th. Kevin heard her new song.
So good.
Loves it. Loves it.
Outside.
I'm sure we're going to be playing it soon. It has been 7 years since her last album came out, believe it or not. That was her only album.
Really?
She only put one album out. But she, she's, talk about
work
doing.
Work smarter, not harder.
Right. So much with so little. What was the name of that album?
Of her original album?
Of her only album.
Oh.
Invasion of Your Privacy. Oh. Yeah. Question four. Sabrina Carpenter won a bunch of awards at the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards, and she had a message for all the parents that say her music is not appropriate for children. She's going to do better. She said that she is going to start recording clean versions of her songs so the kids can enjoy them more. Spell the word Nickelodeon.
Okay. N-I-C-K. E-L-O-D-E-O-N?
Took us a while, but we got there. Wow. Question five. Barbara Streisand is one of the stars of the Meet the Parents franchise, and she is not returning for the upcoming fourth film.
Okay.
Because she said she was so underpaid compared to her male co-stars. For the last one.
Imagine underpaying Babs.
I know.
What guts.
If she was paid $2 million.
Okay.
But Robert De Niro was paid $10 million.
Okay.
What percent of De Niro's salary did she make? These are not real numbers, by the way.
20%.
Oh, my God. Kevin.
Really?
Kevin.
I'm shocked.
That's amazing. Was
She's
that a total guess?
Today.
That was a total guess.
That's wild. Oh, my God. Final score. Brianna, are you there?
Yes.
You both got four. Wow. It's a tie.
A beautiful tie.
Ties go to Katie. But, man, Brianna, you fought hard. You fought true, and we love your giggle.
Thank you.
If anybody's going to get pulled over, I want it to be by you.
Well, do you pull people over?
Yeah, what do you do for the police?
I work in patrol.
So you're a puller over?
I can be, but I'm not.
All right.
That's highway patrol.
No, not everybody.
No, highway patrol pulls you over.
That's not true.
Police go to calls. Is that true?
Everybody can pull everybody.
Everybody
yeah,
pull.
Katie, but, no one's safe.
Primarily.
If you're on the highway.
Yeah, they have to pull you over. You're going too fast.
If you're on a residential street, it's usually the local police.
Could we ask her?
Brianna.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she said yeah.
If she pulls over on the highway, sure.
I hope you get pulled over more often now.
So Brianna, what is it that you would like to tell us?
Today, I'm just as smart as Katie.
Just as smart.
Just as smart.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate that as well.
Coming